From Mark 10, 17 to 30. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony, you shall not defraud, honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said, "go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at him and said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Then Peter spoke up, "We have left everything to follow you." "Truly I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes and brothers, sisters, mothers, children and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." And what I felt with this is that this young boy is each one of us. He already followed the Lord like we do, you know, going to Mass and trying to do good, trying to follow the commandments. But there is a desire in our heart to go deeper. There is a desire. Here we are because we felt this call to go deeper with Jesus, to have this deeper relationship. And what he asks us is, you go and sell everything. What that might be, our family, our children, our job, our relationship, our health, our reputation. We all have something which is precious. And that he asks us to give. And he knows, because he said that, it is impossible. He tells us that it is impossible. But in this passage, he says, Jesus looked at him and loved him. It is in the love of God that we can do the impossible thing he asks us to do. So he does ask us, the impossible, to go deeper, to go beyond following the commandments, to have this deep relationship. You need to find what is precious for you, and you need to give it to me. Knowing, I know that you cannot do it, but I give you the love. I look at you with love, and I tell you, you can do this. I loved you. And in that love, we are asked to give it all, whatever it is, that it is precious to us. And the disciples ask, you know, we've left everything. I think that I looked around and we can see a lot of us left a lot. We came from different countries, left our families, left, you know, relatives, left our possessions, a lot of things we left. And here we are, we gain. Look around, we gain brothers and sisters. We gain a whole family. We are here because, you know, the Lord has blessed us with a lot. Along with the difficulties, again, it tells us there will be persecutions, there will be difficulties. It tells us that, but he ends by saying, in the end, you'll have eternal life, and hold on to that. Amen.